This is episode number 2095 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So over the weekend, they started taping the Hollywood portion of New Year's Rockin' Eve at the Warner Brothers Studios.
Oh.
So, yeah, a lot of big security, no cameras kind of thing.
Cause yeah.
No retransmission. So this is what they do. They actually pre-record the music part that plays all night with the kids dancing and stuff and the band's lip syncing.
Oh.
Yeah, after the ball drop.
Uh-huh.
And with the special host, you know, Fergie or whoever's going to be.
Right.
Who knows what it's going to be this year. But anyway, so Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, 49th annual this year. Wow, crazy.
With Ryan Seacrest.
Starring Ryan Seacrest. And the pre-recorded part, which they try and make it look like it's New Year's Eve. Everybody's wearing hats and noisemakers and whatever, being done this weekend. Oh, and also this week, the Walt Disney Christmas special was taped at Disneyland. The Gwen Stefani stuff was all taped on Friday in front of Small World. So, see, it's Hollywood magic here.
Hollywood magic.
That's all we do is we lie to you about the seasons. We write Christmas songs in August. We shoot Christmas specials and record Christmas albums in June.
And Hollywood and all the Hallmark and Lifetime movies—they're
all done in February. No, I'm kidding.
No, probably July,
yeah, July August,
where
yeah.
It's 100 degrees outside,
and everybody's wearing a stinking Christmas sweater.
Yeah,
and dying with fake snow.
Fake snow.
That's Hollywood. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Tiger Woods posted.
What? Who? Is he still alive?
He's yeah.
Oh my God, I thought he was a goner. I thought he was a real goner. So
or
the deal was
accidents.
About that accident, you know, they sealed that sucker right up.
Oh, you bet.
Speaking of Hollywood, right? They had nothing to see here, folks.
Oh,
move along.
We had already seen it. They didn't seal it fast enough. Anyway, Tiger Woods posted an amazing update on his health months. It was a bad accident.
A horrible accident.
Yeah.
He damn near lost his legs. Yeah.
Yeah, especially one of them.
Yeah.
He almost lost his life, much less one of his legs.
Died. Yeah.
So it was in, where was it, L.A.?
Yeah, it was in Playa del Rey,
something like that.
Out by Marina del Rey.
So it really put his professional golf career in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So he posted a video with a two-word message. Making progress. So the video showed him, because he's had
trying.
A cane until recently.
Has he? Okay.
Crutches and then cane.
Sure.
And so the video showed him swinging a golf club.
Huh.
Looking like he still has
it.
Wow. Maybe.
Wow.
So it appeared to be that it was the first visual evidence of him hitting a ball and swinging a club since the February crash.
Okay.
So he still had the black compression sleeve on his right leg.
Probably never get rid of that.
He wasn't on crutches.
Here's what I find amazing. He's still got two legs. I saw the car.
Yeah.
I think most of us saw the car.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that he even...
Most of us know that he was
lived
speeding.
He was going over 100 miles an hour. He was late.
He was late
for a very important date.
Shooting a
commercial. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late.
Crash.
That's how that works.
So he's been spotted in plenty of pictures and video in recent months. Walking around.
Yeah.
So
obviously
last week, with his crutches, canes. Stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And I guess now there's nothing. So now he was seen with his girlfriend, Erica Herman, and he was walking very gingerly.
Well, yeah.
While getting out of his car and heading into a hotel.
I would imagine the golf swing is him standing there swinging. I don't think he's walking up to anything. I think that's the next big thing is to get him to be able to walk normally. So we'll see.
Probably.
It's all in the physical therapy, folks. But you know what? He's Tiger Woods, and he can afford the very best.
That's right.
Which makes him just like us.
Oh, you know it. And Terry Irwin, you know, she's the widow of Crocodile Hunter. Danger.
Oh, crikey.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
He was cool. She's cool.
The kids are cool.
I'm sorry. I don't care what people think. I know people are haters. But, you know, Steve's son is fantastic.
Yeah.
They've got like a zoo thing going on. Bendy, she's cute, and she got married, and I think she's had a little Irwin now.
Yeah, she's had a little baby.
You know, and I think they're a great family. And I felt really bad for him when he died. He was so young.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. But if you don't know who we're talking about, the Crocodile Hunter. Steve Irwin got killed by a stingray.
Yeah, of all things.
Of all things.
It was a fluke.
Not a crocodile.
It was an absolute fluke accident.
Absolute fluke. Yeah.
Anyway, she's not in the market for another man, ever.
Really? Wow.
They were married for 14 years before he passed away in 2006. God, it's been that long.
It's been 15 years, so he's been gone longer than they were married.
Wow.
You think about that. And that means that their kids were really young when he died.
I remember when I heard he died. Yeah. Well, they were. They were a little bitty things.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So Terry said, quote, "You know, and I keep saying this, and I think that maybe 15 years later, people were finally starting to believe me. Steve was it for me."
Wow.
Yeah, she said that it's entertaining that she hears all the dating rumors that they've never been true. And so she keeps track of everything because she thinks it's kind of funny. So evidently she says that she's dated all the Hogans.
Oh,
that's,
according,
you know, Paul
according
and
to
Hulk,
the
Paul and Hulk.
According to the tabloids, okay.
And that she's dated Russell Crowe. Who was actually a very close friend of the family.
Oh, okay. They're all Australian.
He was really close with Steve.
I was going to say, everybody's Australian. Isn't that weird? We live in Hollywood and everybody thinks we know all the stars, right?
Naturally,
you know all the stars and live at Disneyland, right?
Of course we do.
Yeah, of course we do. So we feel the same way about people in Australia.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that right, John Mayers? You know everybody in Australia, don't you? You know Hulk Hogan. He doesn't live in Australia, but it's Paul Hogan.
What?
Hulk Hogan doesn't live in Australia, but Russell Crowe is Australian. And, the Irwins are Australian. So I just, you know. What do you know? I think it's admirable of her to not want to have another relationship with a guy. And I think that's great. I mean, some women and men, that's the way, that was the love of their life. And how could you ever replace
it? It's like a swan.
Yeah, swan or lobster or something like that. Damn thing.
Mate once.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. You're done. Boom. Black Widow. That also
works. For me, I would be done.
Would
so
you?
I don't want to train anybody else.
Yeah.
My husband, he's hard enough to train as it is. And I can't even say that he's fully trained.
Then you're falling down on the job.
I know. It's been a long time, too.
If I had my choice, and it came down to it, and I said, you know, I can be a widower the rest of my life, or I could take up with Halle Berry. I know, that's a tough one. I'm just...
You know what? But see, here's the thing, because you know that Gina, because she's your hall pass.
Yes, yes.
Your wife wouldn't have to be dead for you to take up with Halle Berry.
I know that. I'd like to take up.
If Halle Berry walked through the door and your wife was sitting here, and she'd say, have at it.
Yeah, right. Did you hear that, Halle? Did you? All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.